This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Is there a doctor in the house?
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Doctor.
It's time for Advanced Medicine Monday with Dr. Rashid Batar.
I'm a doctor, not a bricklayer.
A doctor, not a mechanic.
I'm a doctor, not a coal miner.
The doctor is in.
Tonight, we once again join our partner Stand Up to Cancer in reaffirming a commitment to the fight against cancer. Since 2008, Major League Baseball, its fans, players, and coaches have delivered a powerful, determined message that we, together, will defeat cancer. Because of your support, Stand Up to Cancer scientists are making real progress in real time. Please join Major League Baseball, MasterCard, Fox, and the entire baseball family as we stand united and steadfast against cancer.
Now, here's what they want you to react to. They want you to feel. They want you, if you hear that music, it's transcendent. You should feel really great. Everybody in that stadium, Dr. Batar, I don't know if you watched the World Series, holding up placards because either they or they know somebody that has cancer. Every one of them. Nixon declared war on cancer in the early 70s, and in 2018, was that 40, 50 years later, a whole stadium full of people. What does that tell you about the abject failure of modern medicine and all the scientists getting all their billions of dollars? We're going to do it. This time we're going to do it. Dr. Batar, go for it.
Well, Robert, you know, it's that one of those things where you get promised all sorts of different things, but there was never a plan really to come up with a solution on cancer because it's too much. The loss to the powers that be would be so substantial, there's no way they could afford to do it. So, I mean, this is just my opinion, but the best way to placate a large group of people is to promise them something that's going to happen and yet never deliver or never have the intention of delivering it. So when you start looking at things like cancer, you start looking at things at autism, you start looking at any of these chronic diseases, that's the big major ones, you start realizing that there's more money to be made from the disease model. And your friend and mine, Dr. Batman Gelch, who wrote the book, Your Body's Money Crash the Water, he had a beautiful, beautiful 2 or 3 page segment in his book where he talks about the economic loss that would be sustained if cures were actually introduced. And there are many cures, just like with his book, you know, just drinking so much water a day, even if it's contaminated water, he was able to cure people while they were in jail in Iran. He was a doctor, the Shah Bronx, for those that are listening that may not know him. But the point, again, is that it comes down to the model in some of the far eastern countries is a health model. So the doctors only get paid as long as the patient is healthy. But if they're sick, they don't get paid. Whereas in our society, in the vast majority of the world, the society repays doctors for managing disease, not to keep people healthy. So we don't have a health-based, wellness-based medical system. We have a disease-based system. So the incentive, the reward, is only to treat disease. Now, just think if we change the paradigm where doctors don't get paid, hospitals don't get paid, nobody gets paid in the healthcare industry unless an individual is healthy. As soon as they lose their health, payment is withheld. That would be completely, the motivation would completely change.
It could be completely changed. And, you know, that's 20% of the GDP in climbing. Is in what they call healthcare sector, which we know is a monopoly on medicine to manage, create, and then manage diseases. And when they were talking about that announcer with his slick announcer voice saying that our doctors are finding things in real time, and what are they finding? As we've seen, Their acknowledgement now is that they're treating cancer more like a chronic disease. So instead of killing you instantly with chemo, they're lowering the doses to keep you alive longer, bleed you for a longer time, and then pat themselves on the back to say, look, people are living longer under our oncological treatment, monopoly treatment for cancer.
That's exactly what they're doing. And the hope that there's going to be a cure and getting people to donate money and create these, you know, National Day for this and Breast Cancer Day, whatever it is, it gives people that, you know, the warm, fuzzy feeling. But then when you look at the statistics that the American Cancer Society and the National Cancer Institute are the two most profitable nonprofit organizations on the planet, then you start realizing something is amiss.
Something's amiss. When I was flying back and I got an Uber Lyft ride back the other day, I was in with a guy who had bought and sold and built, like, tech companies. And so he's dealt with millions. And he says, you know what, because of a family member with a disease, I take that money, I take enough for me to live for a year or two, and then I take it all and I invest it in, like, research. And then we kept talking about different things. So it was an unusual disease. I don't remember at this point what it was. And we talked about cancer, about how all these cancer charities. I'm like, dude, I'm sorry. Listen, I know how you're feeling about this. But I've got friends of mine in the medical community. I personally help people with cancer, and we've seen them. I even mentioned your name, Dr. Bitar. Seen cancer overcome in reverse without chemotherapy, radiation, or surgery. Why would I invest one penny in toxicological, radiation-infested ways to treat cancer when we already know what cancer is relative to what they don't know and know how to reverse it?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And this is one of the things that there are a lot of people. It's not just, you know, Robert, you know, you've helped so many people. I've helped people from all over, from 89 different countries. And there's many other doctors that have done the same type of thing. They've got patients from all over the place. So this is not isolated to you or I or a handful of doctors. There's more and more coming on board every single day. I was just at an oncology, integrative oncology conference in Minneapolis about a week and a half ago. And there's multiple conferences like this going on. Now, of course, a lot of these conferences, you still have conventional docs coming in. They're talking 90%. Chemo radiation, and I actually had an associate that mentioned to me, I wonder why about these integrative conferences, and yet it's all conventional stuff. And I said, well, because the conventional guys, they're losing traction. You know, dollars aren't working like they used to, so they're starting to use these key phrases, evidence-based medicine, integrative medicine, functional medicine, and then they still try to, you know, espouse the same stuff that they've been dealing with, and they're still promoting the same type of chemo radiation, the same type of drug-induced or drug therapy, chemotherapy and radiation therapy, the conventional thing. But they're dealing with a population that's becoming more and more aware, that's becoming more conscious of the choices that they have. And so they're leaning towards natural, holistic, wholesome, you know, wellness-oriented type medical treatments for cancer as opposed to the conventional chemo and radiation. And so the conventional oncologists recognize this, and now they're using these key phrases, integrative medicine, even though they may talk about Ensure as the nutrition that they should be giving to the patients, but that's the sad part about it.
Well, and I've heard, like, advertisements for, like, Cancer Centers of America, natural, integrative. You're hearing buzzwords being utilized. Maybe they're incrementally moving that way, but certainly I don't want to be, if I'm dealing with cancer, incrementally moved it that way. I want to go all the way to reverse it and find those doctors who have succeeded, like those who have even passed on, like Dr. Nick Gonzalez, our friend, as well as, you know, we've got Dr. Tony Jimenez. We've got many others that we've talked to and featured that are, you know, like brothers of ours, because they're really trying to help folks. And, of course, what is our mission here on the Robert Scott Bell Show? We do advanced medicine each and every week with Dr. Bitar because we're really committed to bringing the power to heal, not only to our listeners, whether you're a lay person or a doctor, but, yes, we are committed to the healthcare practitioners out there, doctors and non-doctors alike, to get this information, to implement it, and empower themselves and others to get well, kind of like the AHEAD map over that over there at advancedmedicine.com.
Yeah, the AHEAD map has been just one of the tools. And the nice thing about the AHEAD map, I'll just throw in a plug here, Robert, if that's okay.
Yeah.
You can use it to assess anything. You can actually use it to assess chemo and radiation and any other therapy that you want. And then you, the patient themselves, or the provider, if they want to, the providers can use it for their own practice, but the patients themselves can track their own progress. And now you can measure improvement or worsening yourself. So you know on a quantifiable level, something that's reproducible, you can see the numbers changing, and you can tell not only whether you're getting better or worse, but which organ system is getting better and worse, or as far as organ detoxification. So a tool like that, anything that can actually objectively show improvement or worsening, I think is going to be a powerful tool for in the hands of anybody, patient and or doctor.
Yeah. And by the way, folks, if you ever get a chance to see Dr. Batar in person in the lecture, he's got an event coming up January the 5th in Pasadena, California, which is the same place that's hosting the next advanced medicine seminar that we'll be at in May. We'll get that detail out. I know, Dr. Batar, you were going to look at it on the top of the hour break. Did you find out if that's gone active? Because we want Super Don to make sure everybody sees it.
Yep, I'm actually going to send you the link here in just a second. Two of the sites are already active, so I will send that to you. You'll have it within the next 2-3 minutes.
So those of you in L.A. who were at the Dodgers game and got scammed by a variation of a pink ribbon campaign, not too far up the road from L.A. and the Dodger Stadium is Pasadena, California, where this big event. Now, the January 5th event is not an advanced medicine event, but you are a featured speaker there. Is that right?
That's correct.
And is that open to the public or only for doctors? What do you know?
Oh, no. It's actually a health and wellness expo. It's actually oriented around the subject of yoga. But I was asked to be there, so, you know, they're expecting about 12,000 people there.
Oh, beautiful. That'll be great. And, of course, that'll see the interest and intrigue for you to say to our Pasadena crowd when you're there, hey, guess what? Advanced medicine's coming back. And we're going to have a great lineup for everybody. It's going to be exciting. So as far as getting to see Dr. Batar, we'll have to get that link from you as well to that yoga conference January 5th, because a lot of people will want to start the new year on an empowering, healing foot.
Yeah, it's actually the Yoga Expo is what it's called. And I'm sending the email to you right now, so you'll be able to see it. They've done everything
okay,
live
good.
Already.
We'll get it added into the notes for upcoming events then. That'll be great. So if we're going to empower people, if we're going to break through the mind-numbing programming of the cancer societies out there, the charities, the government push, the feel-good, we want you to feel good. It's like, yeah, I want people to feel good, but I want it to be based on something that is really empowering, not a scam that, oh, you temporarily felt great, but oh my gosh, you found out that what you supported was actually supporting the number 3 leading cause of death. Or number 1, if you argue the way I do, that they cause number 1 and 2 in terms of heart disease and cancer, modern medicine. This is why this on the back of my right on the back of my left shoulder. If you're watching on YouTube, if your position is that you want universal access to the 3rd leading cause of death, modern medicine, then there's not a lot more for us to talk about. But you're probably not wanting that. That's why you're here with us enjoying advanced medicine each and every week.
Hey, Robert, it's funny that the people that argue that point, that it's not the 3rd leading cause, it's only the 5th.
Oh, yeah. All right. Great news. It's only the 5th. Of course, they're missing a lot of their marbles at that point. Or maybe they've replaced their marbles with drug, little pills that look like marbles. All right. We got a lot more healing to go. It is World Psoriasis Day. What does Dr. Batar have to say about psoriasis? I got a couple of things. We got a question of the day. We got diabetes, heart drugs. We got cancer drugs, arthritis drugs. What are they doing to you?
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's #1 retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place.
and what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Scott Bell Show.
So I talked about the fact that it's World Stroke Day. They're competing diseases, apparently. For Dr. Bittar, since I covered the stroke issue, World Psoriasis Day. Now, you look at Dr. Bittar's skin, it's young and supple. Oh, he looks so good, Dr. Bittar. No psoriasis there. But I've had folks come to me with psoriasis. There are homeopathic remedies that I address. I've used silver locally to heal the skin. But in homeopathy, we look at psoriasis as a miasmic scenario. In other words, an inherited predisposition manifesting because of a wrong lifestyle. So it's more than just treating the skin. It's about going on and going in and say, how do we correct the gut? How do we remove the heavy metals? All the basic things that you will learn about if you read Dr. Bittar's international best-selling book, The 9 Steps to Keep the Doctor Away. Am I missing anything here in terms of the basic concepts of psoriasis? There might be nuances.
Well, actually, the very basic fundamental part, Robert, and you already said it, but you kind of said it with everything else, but I actually used to have psoriasis really bad, actually, on my right side of my chest, my torso, all through undergraduate and medical school up until my first year in medical school.
Before we met.
I'm sorry?
That was before we met. I never saw you with psoriasis.
No. It was way before. It was gone by the time I was in my early 20s, like 23, 24, actually 24, 25, once I realized what was going on. So I will tell you the secret, you already know the secret, but I will tell the world the secret to dealing with psoriasis and pretty much or any kind of hormonal disruption, any type of skin issue. The first and foremost place, there's three things you need to be focused on. You know, in real estate, they said the three most important things are location, location, location.
Yes.
But when you're dealing with hormonal imbalances and when you're dealing with psoriasis or skin issues, the three most important things are the gut.
Mm-hmm.
All right? And yes, the liver is important, the kidneys are important, all the organs of detoxification are important, but unless you take care of the gastrointestinal system, you will never get rid of that problem. It is completely a manifestation of the imbalance of the bowel ecology. It's totally disrupted. Think of it as a perfect forest that somebody came in and killed all the wolves and burned all the trees down. So now the ecology is completely out of whack. Okay, so
decimated.
The deer population is overrunning, and you know there's hunger and disease, and the deer don't have enough food to eat, and there's no predators, and the natural balance has been thrown all out of whack. And that's basically what's happening when you have psoriasis. That's an evidence. You have issues with bacteria, viruses, parakeets, and you know yeast issues, and all these other things. That's just what's growing there. And then you have the lining adjust. You end up getting like syndrome X and the leaky gut syndrome. All sorts of weird things start happening. And I'm telling you right now that, and Robert, I know you already know this, but even something like the homeopathic principle, a homeopathic remedy, I would deal. That's the one time when I don't really start with homeopathics or focus. I just deal with the gut, and I'll use the homeopathics to help manage some of the symptoms.
Right.
As far as the pain, the itching, that type of stuff, but completely gut-oriented. And if you can get the gut straight, everything else is going to fall back as well.
Amen. I mean, there's nothing more I can say other than from a homeopathic perspective, this is why it's so difficult for homeopaths to clear psoriasis, because even they often don't get what you just said. So my focus, my entire focus was on liver, gut, liver, gut, liver, gut. And we were able to correct it, something that was stubborn, near impossible. Certainly, you can drug it down. You can throw steroids on the skin, but you're going to devastate the liver and the entire terrain of the gut that was already devastated prior. So these are, you know, just dummy head doctors that do that. But even the homeopaths, I will talk to my own homeopathic brethren. You've got to look at the entire terrain of the body and understand how to correct it with remedies, sure, but there's more to it than that, and that's what we do here, too.
Remember we were talking about the naturopathic conference where you gave a lecture at, and you thought they were all going to be talking about the importance of gut when you were talking about some subject, I think it was hormones. And they were
talking it was a GI conference. Yeah.
That's right. They're talking all about antibiotics. So everybody seems to forget this basic fundamental component. Even in the integrative medical conferences, I hear so many times people talk about using bioidentical hormones, like that's something better than using synthetic hormones. And I'm thinking, guys, start dealing with the gut. Why aren't you looking at the gut? So you're absolutely right. The liver and the gut. What came first, the liver or the gut? You know, the chicken or the egg type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But the focus for psoriasis, I always deal with the gut. But it's kind of like dealing with metal. You never deal with just lead. You always deal with lead and mercury. You never deal with mercury. You always deal with lead and mercury. So with the gut, you never deal with just the gut. You deal with the liver and the gut. You never deal with just the liver. You deal with the liver and the gut. So it's synonymous. But, yes, that's exactly if you can take care of the gut lining, you can probably and reestablish normal bowel ecology. I would say that 90% of all diseases would have some type of impact, if not complete resolution.
There you go, folks. And we've wiped out the vast majority of the pharmaceutical industrial complex. Perhaps they might not like that. And actually, we're not doing it. It's up to you to choose differently. It isn't even the government that's going to do it because you want them to. It's going to be because you don't buy the stuff they're selling. That ultimate power, to consume even, it's yours. Make the choice. Make it better. Keep listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show and Advanced Medicine with Dr. Rasha Bittar. More links are up in the show notes. We'll be back with an answer to your question of the day.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
USA Radio News.
Cesar Sayoc, the man suspected of sending at least 14 pipe bombs to prominent Democrats around the country, appeared in federal court today. Sayoc will continue to be held without bail, and a detention and removal hearing is set for Friday. The U.S. Attorney's Office in the Southern District of New York will be prosecuting the case. Robert Bowers, the suspect in a deadly shooting at a synagogue in Pittsburgh, appeared before a federal magistrate today in a wheelchair. He faces 29 charges, including using a firearm to commit murder, and an initial hearing was set for Thursday. As far as what we can expect at that hearing on Thursday, U.S. Attorney for the Western District of Pennsylvania, Scott Brady.
At that time, we will have the opportunity to present evidence demonstrating that Robert Bowers murdered 11 people who were exercising their religious beliefs, and that he shot or injured six others, including four of whom were police officers responding to the shooting.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Were you scammed into signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea timeshare contract guaranteed, or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare Exit team can help you legally exit your timeshare contract. They've helped thousands of people, and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad, and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call N-O-W.
800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. That's 800-586-7112.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Reveal is not available in stores. There is a 30-day money-back guarantee, so you don't have anything to lose to return to that full head of hair you once had. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com. There's a preferred customer discount up to 25% off as well for Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
All right, Dr. Bitar is on with us, and he's also streaming live through, I believe, Facebook. He's got his own group there. We've got it going out through YouTube, and archives are available for all of these shows, going back to Medical Rewind, also now AdvancedMedicine.com. Hundreds and hundreds of hours of Dr. Bitar and I talking about advanced medicine concepts and bringing it to you in a way that anybody can understand and integrate and implement right away. Also, we have archives on iTunes and Stitcher and TuneIn. They hear us over there on UK Health Radio in Great Britain. And, of course, YouTube has the archives as a video format, too. So any which way you want to listen, we don't mind. Just go there, share it, pay it forward, because the empowerment that you get is exciting enough for you. But, boy, think about all the other people that have yet to hear this good news, this message of genuinely you have the power to heal, and there are things that you can do. Right now, you don't have to be a PhD researcher to do. In fact, most of those PhDs, we have to unlearn the things that they've learned in order to be able to do the things that we do that will actually work. I always found that funny, Dr. Bitar. You strive to have all of this knowledge and training and education, and then most of what you learn, you have to unlearn in order to do what's right by the people that need help.
You know, it's interesting because this is a phenomenon, not just in medicine, but in all aspects of life. I remember from one of those Vietnam movies where the new recruits, after going through basic training, they're shipped overseas, and when they arrive in Vietnam, there's this old weathered drill, this weathered sergeant, and he says, okay, everything that you learn in basic training, forget it. If you want to live, listen to what I'm going to say and forget everything else you learn. So, you know, in clinical medicine, same kind of thing. You learn a bunch of things in didactic medicine, and then you get into clinical medicine, and then you realize that things are different. But it's pretty much the same thing in all aspects, right? Even in the conventional realm, this in acute trauma, same type of thing. So there's basic things that you learn, and then when you go into the actual, you know, field, so-called field, as soon as you go into the field, you start doing it in real life, and you're in the real ditches, and you see, you realize it's different. You know, you got to forget some of the basic stuff and start learning the practical stuff.
Well, indeed. And, of course, you know, the idea that you would get stuck by an education system that may be 20 or 30 years behind where the real science is, because we're not dissing on real science. I love the peer-reviewed literature when it reveals things that you can actually apply that make sense, that fit into a model that the natural world already operates in. And, of course, I think science is a discovery of how creation works. Not, of course, how much of modern man and his arrogance has said, let's take what we learn in what we call science and conquer nature, destroy nature, damage nature, alter nature. I mean, nature was doing just fine without us mucking it up. And then we wonder how we have all of this cancer and autism and all of these things. These are man-made diseases.
Yeah, it's actually amazing how man mucks everything up. That's the interesting thing. I mean, anywhere we touch, we create chaos. We cause species to become extinct. We cause the planet to become polluted. We introduce things that shouldn't be in places, and we take away things that should be in certain places. We're reducing the habitable portions of the planet. I'm not sure necessarily, you know, with global warming and this and that. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about practical things where you annihilate forests, you know, hundreds of thousands of acres at a time. And if you think about it, like the Amazon, the Congo, that's basically the lungs of the plant, right? They breathe in carbon dioxide, what we breathe out, and they breathe out oxygen. They waste what we survive on. So when we go out there and we cut down hundreds of thousands of acres of trees, you know, we're causing a massive imbalance on the planet as far as a sustainability standpoint, as far as to be able to sustain life.
You're right.
So we create problems. Humans create problems. If we get rid of humans, you know, the planet would be perfect.
Right. I know that would be a different kind of Eden. But, of course, it's not impossible to live in balance with the natural order of the universe and with creation. We've been given the capacity to learn through observation, through experience. The question is, do you choose, like, profit and destruction? And I'm not saying you can't make money doing the right thing. That's not my point. But the monopolies, the artificial that are created by man and government and big pharma, they alter the terrain for the worst to bleed you of all of your resources. Now, we can talk in terms of money, but I'll talk about your vital force. You know, you're battling the toxic poisons and elements that are coming into you, and then the doctors respond to those toxins with more toxins. Rather than saying, hey, wow, that stuff they got in you, let's get it out, right? Let's get it out. What is number one on the list here? Detoxification. How do we support your pathways of elimination? If we overlook that, we are putting every cart before every horse.
Yeah, that's exactly right, Robert. Detoxification, getting rid of what the body doesn't need, and the second part to that is nutrition. So when you look at things like cancer, for example, you know, it's either, all disease, in fact, is either one of nutrition or two, and that's the nutrition, I mean, adequate vitamins, minerals, etc., or two, it's a toxicity issue. In fact, I always say it the other way around. I say it's first a toxicity issue or nutrient deficiency issue. And usually it's a combination of both, because the toxicity causes a displacement of the essential minerals and metals, nutrients, or it'll actually cause an increased utilization of those, for example, of those minerals and nutrients. For example, if somebody has a disease process and their body is now stressed, so their adrenal glands are burning through the minerals and burning through the B vitamins, so you need a higher level of B vitamins and these minerals, because your body is going through them at a faster rate. So
that's right.
One, toxicity, two, nutrient depletion. If you can get those two things in balance, you will be so much better. In fact, this is why right now people can't see it, but soon it's coming where you will be able to see the change in individuals on the head map, and you can do querying of the data of however you want to query it, like based on age, based on organ system, and you can see what people that have been on the actual program, because you can use the head map without the program, or you can use the head map with our program, with our protocol, and you can see how many people have improved and what their level of improvement is. I won't even see a patient in my clinic unless I've done the head map. So, and this is how we've built our practice up. So the head map for me has been a very, very key component, and I believe that's what's going to help to shift the paradigm and help to heal, or at least get the people, a lot of people, on the right path of getting healed.
Making it simple and accessible. That's what advanced medicine does as well. And sometimes we get a chance to answer your questions, too.
Excuse me. I'd like to ask you a few questions.
All right, this question of the day says, hi, RSB, Super Don, and Dr. Bizarre. This is coming from Jana. My daughter has been getting occasional nosebleeds since she was about 4 years old. She just turned 13, and the frequency of the bleeds has really ramped up. She has huge, this is kind of gross for those of you who are not in the doctor realm, but this we got to say it. She has huge worm-like clots, no, not worms, but worm-like clots that either come out of her nostrils or go down her throat. I've inquired about this during her physical exams, but the only advice we've gotten is to use a humidifier and to drink more water. We live in Massachusetts, and the heaters are going on, and I know that can be a trigger. But the frequency and the amount of blood is disturbing me. I was hoping to get your perspectives on this before I take her in to be looked at. I want to be informed on this so they don't push us into anything drastic. I don't know what to expect. I know you haven't physically seen her, but what do you think? Thank you, your daily listener, Jonna T. All right, Dr. Bitar, have you ever run across nosebleeds in children that are chronic?
Yeah, nosebleeds in children that are chronic and or congestion that's chronic. A lot of times it's based upon the basically carpet or outgassing from walls, paint. You know, it's a reaction. It's a part of like the reactive airway type thing. Sometimes it's a humidity issue. But just doing the nasal irrigation, the words escaping me, Robert, you know, when you put the and you irrigate the nares, you know what I'm talking about?
Well, yeah, you can do this with saline, for instance.
Right.
And, of course, you can cleanse if there's a microbial infection or if there's inflammation of the lining, the mucous membranes. Also, the mucous membranes have very small capillary beds right under them. So if there's inflammation, irritation from someone who has had chronic congestion, allergies, or in the case of those that have recommended hydrating the air, hydrating the body, that's not bad advice. But if it's not solving it, I also looked at what you've said, Dr. Bitar, about how toxins displace minerals. And one of the key minerals for connective tissue integrity we've talked about is silicon. Silica, I'm not saying it's the only one, but it's often the one that's most overlooked that can really impact on connective tissue, including vascular integrity.
Yeah, I would agree with that. Silica is very important. And there are some other minerals that are important just for mucous membranes. So all the essential minerals are very important. Robert, what's the thing that you can pick up at the CVS normally that you can irrigate the nares with? You know, you form saline. There's a term for it. I can't remember what it is.
The device they talk about is, all right, now I'm drawing a blank here. I know what you're talking about, too, and
Neti
I see
pot.
It. Neti pot. Yes.
Neti pot.
That's right.
Thank you. Thank you.
And by the way, those of you who use the neti pot and also know about how silver can help heal tissue, don't mix the silver with saline because it'll neutralize the ions. The ions are the active state of silver. So use them separately. They can be used in conjunction, but at separate times. But the neti pot use with saline, clean water with saline, or if you're going to use silver, use the silver on its own just to give you perspective.
Yeah, so the neti pot is something that really works well. And then if it's a lot of chronic nosebleeds, the first thing I would suggest is to increase the humidity in the sleeping environment. So in the bedroom, you know, put a humidifier in there. Not a dehumidifier. You want to put more humidity, more water in the air. It's usually because it's dry. That's why they end up getting that the mucous membranes become brittle and then they become friable and then they end up bleeding.
Mm.
The other thing, if you can't get a humidifier, just take a bowl of water, you know, and put it underneath the bed or next to the bed.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll see it'll within a couple of days, a bowl of water will evaporate, and then you know you've got a problem with humidity in the sleeping area.
Right. Good point. Also, the homeopathic remedy for the bleeds, the nosebleeds, is phosphorus. That helps with generalized inflammation, but that can also stop a nosebleed taking it orally. I'm not saying it's the only thing, but again, I want to give you guys and gals out there, this is what advanced medicine does. It gives you some tips, some ideas so that you can be empowered to care for yourself and your children. And if there's a serious problem, you could certainly seek out more help. We don't want you to avoid that, but if we can give you more information to help you at home, that's what we love to do.
And actually, phosphorus, isn't that for any type of bleeding, Robert, in homeopathic?
Correct, yeah. If you've got any type of bleeding issue, phosphorus is one of the most indicated remedies.
Right, that's what I thought.
Yeah.
By the way, not to change the subject, Robert, but just check your email. I sent you guys a wrong link for the Advanced Medicine Conference. It's actually advancedmedicineconference.com, not seminar. Sorry, that's the old site.
Okay. Super, Don, clean up a mess that Dr. Bitar left on aisle 3.
No, already done. Already done. Take care.
Look at you, man. You are fast. That's why he's super.
He knew the city pot, and he got the website taken care of before I even mentioned it. That's awesome.
Like I said, you know what? I'm injured reserve today, but I'm leaning heavily, despite the fact that you're here, Dr. Bitar, on Superdon. So thank you, Superdon. Anyway, we're up on the final break here for this hour of the show. Advanced Medicine each and every week. You can go to advancedmedicine.com. You can be part of the IADFW special members only organization, taking you out of public health so we can speak even more truthfully, honestly, and openly and correctly to you. And government regulators can pound sand. We're not in their domain. Folks, we've got a lot more healing to go. One more segment talking about what drugs do to you long term, worse than the disease you started with.
Great heavens, what kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Long-time listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They sew pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gussets got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com, that's gusset.com, or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We promote the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse and invite you to try them today by visiting GCNLife.com. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Making sense out of medical propaganda, here's Robert.
Over the years of doing this show, and with Dr. Bitar, there are a lot of times that, we're a little bit ahead of the curve, maybe a lot ahead of the curve. And eventually you'll see a mainstream article that points out something that, you know, we might have told you, I don't know, 8, 5, 10, 15, 20 years ago. We've got a couple of such stories now, and they fall under this realm.
Yeah, well, I don't want to sound like a d***, but I told you so.
I told you so. Oh, I told you so.
All right, Dr. Bitar has been as clear about this as any physician I've ever talked to. In terms of utilizing allopathic medicine, we've been honest and open and direct about, you know, even intravenous chelation, that it's not quote-unquote natural, right? There are synthetic amino acids, but there's a place and a time for anything and everything, finding out that place, using it appropriately, and then getting it done and moving on. There are two studies here talking about the chronic use of drug treatment, whether it be for diabetes, heart disease, or cancer drugs, arthritis drugs, and the risk to other organs over time. And in one segment it says, oh my gosh, we didn't realize how bad we were harming the kidneys. They didn't come in for kidney disease, now they have it. Or, oh my gosh, with this class of drugs, we didn't realize we were damaging the lungs. They weren't coming in for lung damage, now they got damaged lungs. So this validates and confirms, Dr. Bitar, what you've been saying for years.
Yeah, so this is one of the things that, Robert, anytime you are taking a substance that is designed to inhibit, block, impede a reaction, you're going to end up causing secondary, tertiary problems and further down the stream. It's important to recognize that the human body, with the number of cells that we have in our body, you know, hundreds and hundreds and, you know, thousands and thousands of trillions of, I don't even know what the next number beyond trillions is, but it's a lot of cells in our body. And each cell is having around 100,000 reactions per second per cell. So when you introduce a substance into the body, i.e. a pharmaceutical substance or synthetic substance that is designed to block, to impede, it's going to have downstream effects. Now just look at all the pharmaceutical medications that are out there, all the pharmaceuticals that are out there, they're designed to block, right? You've got calcium channel blockers, ACE inhibitors, beta blockers. Everything is blocking. I mean, they've even got it in the names of these things. Whereas, generally speaking, a natural supplement is designed not to block, but to enhance a pathway. So the mere nature of blocking versus enhancing, you know, one's creating stagnation, one's creating flow. So that in itself should give us an indication that we want to stay in that flow. So looking at this type of study, when kidney disease being caused by side effects from other drugs or lungs being affected by pharmaceuticals, it's not surprising. There's all sorts of other things that are going on. We just haven't figured out. They haven't done studies to necessarily prove it, but it's causing all sorts of downstream problems.
Mm-hmm. And that's the point of managing disease with drugs, not getting to the underlying causes, and you manage them to death potentially, right? Or you manage them to hemodialysis potentially if they destroy your kidney function, renal function. If you talk about lung function, you mentioned how man is stupid about, hey, let's wipe out the rainforest, lungs of the planet, like, and then you think that the drugs themselves are destroying your lungs, much like we're destroying. There's a macrocosm, microcosm scenario playing out here when we talk about environmental destruction externally. Drugs are doing that damage internally.
Yeah, you're exactly right, Robert. And I'm glad you brought this thing up with the, we talked about the study of the lungs. That's one reason I want to make sure we covered it. Because one thing that I even think the vast majority of healthcare providers, integrative, non-integrative, conventional, non-conventional, doesn't matter, I don't think even healthcare providers understand the importance of respiratory reserve, of the lungs. The breath, we talked about that in martial arts and boxing, how important it is. Mm-hmm. Well, as your respiratory reserve decreases, as your capacity to expand your lungs decreases, which is a direct correlation, a correlated event with a lack of activity. So as your lung capacity decreases, your susceptibility to disease increases. Your range of motion, your functioning decreases. So if you can increase your respiratory capacity, your respiratory reserve, you're going to do an incredible amount of, putting forth an incredible amount of effort for a very, very small investment to get truly a longer life. So direct correlation between increased respiratory capacity and longevity.
Beautifully said, Dr. Bitar.
I know we got to go, but you know how to do that? The way to do that, how to increase your respiratory reserve, is exercise. That's
yes.
It.
Exercise, the cure for depression, the cure for so many things. Get out there and move. You can garden in the southern hemisphere now where it's warm, or if you're in the southland, do that too. Dr. Bitar, tell them what they need to know, because we got to go.
That the power to heal is unequivocally yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, great show, guys.
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices, and let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support so you can be at your best, naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health one tea bag at a time.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.